You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
10, 9, 8, 7, ignition sequence started. All engines are started. We have ignition. 2, 1, 0. We have a liftoff. We have a liftoff, and it's lighting up the area. It's just like daylight here at Kennedy Space Center as the Saturn V is moving off the pad. It is now clear of the tower.
Hello and welcome to the White Rocket Podcast, brought to you by White Rocket Books in association with the Earth Station One Network. It's one long conversation with a variety of guests about the best of popular culture. I'm Van Allen Plexico. On this week's episode, I'm presenting, recorded live at Mid-South Con in Memphis, Superhero Smackdown. I think that what we're doing in this event will be made very clear as we go along, and so I'm not going to waste any more of your time. Let's get right to it. All right, this is Superhero Smackdown. Now, I'll tell you how the program works in just a minute. Normally, we do Starship Smackdown, but we've branched out a little bit over the last couple of years and do other things. This is, I guess, our second time maybe of doing Superhero Smackdown. And here's the way it works. You folks in the audience, and I guess the judges too, because we don't have the biggest audience ever today, will sort of call out suggestions for superheroes that I will seed into the NCAA brackets of superhero combat. I think we'll leave villains out. This is going to be purely superheroes fighting each other. This is going to be like Contest of Champions, except logical and actually entertaining. So, thank you very much.
So no Shamrock.
Yeah. And the actual result will be what happened rather than completely different from how it played out. If you don't know, the Contest of Champions ended differently than the actual events played out. Anyway, so here's how it works. We're going to come up with 16 heroes. I will seed them in the brackets where I think appropriate for good matchups. Where there's any sort of question, should that character really be in this or not, I will let the judges vote on whether or not they feel comfortable with that character. You know, sometimes with Starship Smackdown, we have to vote because the judges may be like, I have no idea about that ship. I've never seen that show or read that book. So you guys have to be comfortable that you can judge the character, okay? And if they approve and I approve, I will put it somewhere in the 16 here on the outside. Once we have all 16, the combat begins. At that point, I will randomly choose, and by randomly I mean what I think I want to do first and next and all that, because I am the absolute dictator. I will choose a bracket. We will go down the line and let each judge give their thoughts as to why one or the other would win. They can confer if they want to, or they can go individual, and at the end they will vote, and the winner moves on to the next bracket, and we will do that bang, 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 until we have our supreme champion superhero. Now, I know that your tendency, from much past experience, your tendency will be to go obscure. I get that. You're going to want to go obscure. Let me just request that we get at least a few of the old classics in here. You know, it doesn't have to be Goldbug. Well, he's a villain. But, you know, it doesn't have to be 16 completely obscure heroes nobody's ever heard of. And hopefully you guys will veto some of those. We need some of the good old standard Justice League, Avengers, X-Men, Fantastic Four kind of heroes in there too, okay? All right, so now let me let our judges introduce themselves, then we'll get underway. So let's start here on the end.
I'm Tom Bondurant. I'm trying to project since we don't have a microphone.
You can't put them on stage.
Okay, we didn't know that it was live.
Yeah, see if
it's good. Awesome.
It's on.
Let's see. Good try.
All right, so I'm projecting, and I'm talking into the microphone. It sounds like it's working. So
cool.
Awesome. My name is Tom Bondurant. I'm a lawyer, and for purposes of today, I write the grumpy old fan column for robot6.comicbookresources.com, which is centered on DC Comics, and I've been reading comic books since the Ford administration.
My name is Josh Plock. I'm a staff writer from thehouseofgeekery.com. While I'm there, I cover the history of comic books and pop culture in general.
I'm Jim Yelton. I can project very well. I am a co-founder of Midnight Entertainment. I write superheroes in my new Extraordinary series, and I host the 30 Minutes of Geek podcast, which you can find at midnightentertainment.com.
Thank you, gentlemen. And I am... Oh, there you are. Hello. I am Van Allen Plexico, and in terms of superheroes, I write novels like Sentinels, the currently 7 going on 8 volume series about a sort of Avengers Justice League team. And I have a couple up here available if anybody wants to try one out when we're done. And also I host the White Rocket podcast for the Earth Station One network. And hopefully this one will be an episode. This panel will be an episode of that show, so you can be on the show. All righty, let us get things rolling here. Let me find a pen that will work. We'll start out with blue. And let me get us, if you will raise your hand if you have an idea for one of the 16 superheroes. Yes, sir?
Maybe Punisher.
Punisher. What do you guys think? You want to include Punisher?
Sure. Yeah, we'll do Punisher. Yeah.
Punisher? Punisher's in. All right, I'm going to put Punisher in the... Let's put Punisher in the... He seems like a northeastern guy to me. I'm going to put him in the northeastern bracket. I always thought that somebody with the name Punisher should be good with puns. Kind of like Roger Moore or Arnold Schwarzenegger. After he kills you, he's like, yeah, you got... You know, pun, whatever. So, but anyway, that's just me. All right, next suggestion. Yes, sir?
Gambit.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah.
Gambit? All right. Gambit's got to be in the southeast. I'm putting him way down here in the southeast regional. Gambit. All right, Punisher and Gambit. We got two sort of street level guys so far. Let's see what else happens. Did somebody else? Yes, ma'am.
Captain America.
Captain America. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Can't imagine anybody objecting to Cap.
Cap's good.
Let's see. Cap's going to go... Let's put, because he's another street level kind of guy, although with magical I never lose powers. I'm going to put him as the number one seed up here in the Northwest or the West Regional. I will abbreviate him to Cap once he makes it out of the first round, as he inevitably will. This is good radio. Okay, we got Punisher, Gambit, and Captain America. Yes, yes, yes.
Joe Kujo from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
I'm not even sure what he said. What are you guys? Jojo Mojo from Powerpuff Girls.
Charles Cujo from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
He's a villain. I thought we were
just going to... Jojo's a protagonist.
I'm thinking we're going to have to pass on that one for now. I told you that you'd want to go obscure. I warned you of this, did I not?
Pretty good.
All right, let's get another one. Yes, back here to back.
My
third favorite superhero of all. So I'm in if you guys are in. Ms. Marvel?
Oh,
which one? Say Carol Danvers. Say Carol Danvers. Which one? No pressure from me, Carol Danvers. Oh, what a great idea. She says Carol Danvers. All right. So I can't wait for the upcoming Ms. Marvel movie. I know that's not what it's called, but that's what I'm calling it. So be quiet. I'm going to seed Carol down here in the... Southwest region. Ms. Marvel. All right, we've got one in each of the four corners now. Yes, sir.
What about get DC in by putting Green Arrow from?
Green Arrow. Oliver Queen. Okay. All right, good. So we've got Oliver Queen, Green Arrow. He's another street level guy, so I'm going to have to figure out. Where does Green Arrow would be interesting? I'm going to put Green Arrow in the Northeast, in the different bracket from the Punisher. That could be an interesting round coming up. My favorite Himbeck cartoon is of Green Arrow and Black Canary sitting in a car at a light, and all of a sudden Black Canary leans over and kisses Green Arrow, and he's like, hey, what are you doing? And she says, well, the sign says turn on Green Arrow. Ba-dum-bum. All right, need another... Yes, sir, back.
What about Venom?
Venom, hero... Do you want him in there or not? What do you think? It's an interesting suggestion.
I heard Flash not to get Venom.
Or
I was going to say, for now we're at the point where for most of the character's history, whoever's been Venom has been more of a hero, anti-hero than
okay.
a villain. So, yeah, I mean, I would say put him in there.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah.
Thumbs good? Up. You got him? Okay. Oh, my goodness. Oh, he's, yeah. All right. Venom's going in the southeast, but in a different bracket from Gambit. I have to be quiet or I'll misspell his name, even though it's only five letters. All right. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We need 10 more. So think hard. Yes, sir.
Spider-Woman.
Spider-Woman. Would that be the red uniform, black hair, or the red hair, black uniform? Holy crap, I never thought of that.
Yeah. black hair, red...
black hair, red uniform, not red hair, black uniform.
Jessica Drew.
Yeah. Jessica Drew, okay.
Jessica Drew, Spider-Woman.
Okay, Jessica Drew, Spider-Woman. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Yeah, good. All right. That's good. Lots of gender diversity here. Can't put her next to Venom. That would just be weird. We're getting to the point where they're going to have to start facing each other, but not quite yet. So, yeah. I'm going to put Spider-Woman. Spider-Woman. Spider-Woman does whatever a woman can. Yes, sir. Oh, this should be interesting.
Squirrel Girl from Marvel.
Squirrel Girl. There's one vote.
Yeah.
Two. Squirrel. All right. Hey, she did beat Dr. Doom one time. But then again, who hasn't? We've got one bracket left with nobody in it. Squirrel Girl is going to get it. This is the female side of the brackets. That's cool. All right. When does she ever get to be Squirrel Woman? I think it's not really fair. Invisible Girl got to be Invisible Woman. All right, so we got eight down, eight to go. Yeah.
Jean Grey.
Jean Grey as Phoenix or just sort of Jean Grey moving stuff around?
Jean Grey moving stuff around.
Yeah.
Okay, telekinetic Jean Grey. Marvel Girl Jean Grey. Good?
Yep.
All right. I love that we're getting lots of women in this. This is awesome. So she's got to immediately face somebody. And I think she's going to face... can't be another mutant, so I think she's going to face the Punisher. Marvel Girl, junior grade. All right. So we need seven more. Yeah.
Cyclops,
another mutant. Let's see, we've got Marvel Girl, we've got Gambit, so we only got two so far. What do you think about Cyclops? Scott Summers.
Yeah.
Yes?
Well, I was going to say, leave it up to the audience, because if we put Cyclops in, then no more mutants.
No more mutants.
Just saying.
Thank you, Wanda. All right, so Cyclops in?
Sounds good.
Good? All right. Cyclops can't, no, can't have him fight Cap. Hey, this could be interesting. I have him misspelled. I have him in the bracket with Green Arrow. All right, let me catch the listeners up with where we are right now. We have two brackets that actually have people facing each other. Sorry, I'm turning my back on the audience, but I have to see this. We have Marvel Girl versus the Punisher. And Cyclops versus Green Arrow, the Northeast Regional is done. All right, so I need a second contestant in every other bracket. And what else we got? Yeah. Ant-Man. Now, are we talking Henry Pym or Scott, or was it Scott Lang? Pym. Henry Pym and his Ant-Man guys. Cool, yes?
Pretty old school, yeah.
All right, let's see. Ant-Man. Oh, it's... gotta face Squirrel Girl. There you go. All right, let's see. We need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We need like six more, I guess. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, only five more. All right, we haven't had... I'll just throw out a few things that we haven't had yet. We haven't had Superman. We haven't had Batman. We haven't had The Flash. We haven't had Green Lantern. We haven't had Iron Man. We haven't had The Thing. We haven't had The Hulk. There's a lot of characters still out there.
This is very Marvel-heavy, too.
It is Marvel-heavy, too. Yeah, let's get a DC or two. Yeah, back to back.
Plastic Man.
Plastic Man. thoughts.
I'm glad you joined us.
Plastic Man, all right. Oh, gosh, it gets difficult now, though. Plastic Man's facing Gambit. That should be interesting. All right, just need a few more, and if there's any either big standbys or non-Marvel you want to go with, it'd be a good time to throw them out there. Yes, sir?
What about Batman?
Batman. We're going to have Batman in here? Is Batman, like, basically God and going to win automatically, or what do you think?
You want to? I think it's a done deal.
Okay, good. So, all right. Here comes the hard part. Can't put him against Cap. Can't put him on the same side as Cap right now. Batman's going to have to face Venom. And I'll recap the entire bracket once we're done. The entire east side is done. We need somebody to face Captain America. We need somebody to face Spider-Woman. And we need somebody to face Ms. Marvel. So we need three more. Yes, sir?
Dex Star is that Red Lantern Cat.
The Red Lantern Cat. When I say people are going to go obscure, you have stood tall, sir. I appreciate it. Do we want the Red Lantern Cat? Now, I love the Red Lantern Cat, mostly because he, she, or it wears the red power ring on its...
Tail!
Yes, wears a power ring on its tail. If you got a tail, you might as well slap a power ring on it, I always say, right? Do we want the Red Lantern Cat or not, though?
Sure,
I can see that being a fun wild card, yeah.
Oh, good. I can't believe it. We've got the Red Lantern Cat. What's the cat's name?
Dex Star.
Yeah. Not Death Star, because that would be awesome. Dex Star. Okay. Dex Star, the only place I can put you is to get Spider-Woman. Dex Star. And I put, like, the little face and the little cat ears and the whiskers. And the furry body, and here's a little tail, and there's a ring on his tail. Cool. All right, we need somebody to face Carol Danvers and somebody to face Steve Rogers. Yeah?
Are we strictly limited to Marvel and DC?
No, as long as they're heroes primarily, and not villains. Huh?
Spawn.
Woo! I know nothing about Spawn, so I couldn't really judge as to powers, but if you guys... feel comfortable, what do you say, thumbs up, thumbs down? You got to feel like you can judge whether he would win or not. You good? All right, Spawn. Hate to do it. Got to face Ms. Marvel. Now, we need one more character, and let me be very clear about this. It has to be somebody worthy to face Captain America in the first round. So basically, it needs to be like a Davidson or, you know, San Diego State. A 16 seed is what I'm looking for right now, but still a respectable one. You got one?
How about the tick?
The tick.
Spoon.
I we got at least one yes. What are you guys?
Yeah. Good? I'm good with the tick. The tick is a 16 seed, though.
Yeah, he is strong.
He is high and vulnerable.
Yeah. But not the brightest bulb. All right, folks, here are your brackets. In the Northwest Regional, we have Captain America versus the Tick. And Dex Star, the Red Lantern Cat with a ring on his tail, versus Spider-Woman, Jessica Drew. In the Southwest Regional, we have Squirrel Girl versus Ant-Man. And Ms. Marvel, Carol Danvers, versus Spawn. All right, on the other side of the brackets, in the Northeast Regional, Marvel Girl Jean Grey with telekinetic powers only but not the Phoenix power, because otherwise she just wins automatically, versus the Punisher and Cyclops versus Green Arrow. I think that's an interesting matchup right there. In the Southeast Regional, finally, we have Batman versus Venom. That could be interesting. And Plastic Man versus Gambit. All right. So let me choose, and I think we're going to start out, let's do Plastic Man versus Gambit. What do you gentlemen say? You can converse, you can secretly converse, you can ignore each other and just throw it out there, but I want to, and of course if you guys have any comments, by all means, you can get involved too. Raise your hand. I'll ask what you have to think, what you think about it. And I mean, we got to move things along, but we still got plenty of time. So, Tom, your thoughts about Plastic Man versus Gambit?
Well, I think that Gambit's whole deal, if I understand correctly, is imparting kinetic energy to objects that he can then throw and hurt people with. And,
works for me.
And Plastic Man would just kind of soak up all of his explosive cards. So I'm going with Plastic Man pretty convincingly over Gambit.
Okay, we got a vote for Plastic Man. Josh?
First and foremost, I could say Bendis would have a dream writing all the insults they would throw at each other. But yeah, I'm going to have to go with Plastic Man, because Gambit, he could throw stuff all day long, but Plastic Man can transform anything, dodge it, and still take him out.
I like your reasoning, Jim.
Plastic Man is, like, severely underrated as a hero because of his personality more than anything. I mean, he's one of those characters that personality-wise is very jokey and very lighthearted, but I think when push comes to shove, like, there have been some stories where Plastic Man has been a fairly hardcore villain or hero in battle, and Gambit to me has always been like a one-trick pony. Like, he can do the one thing, and that's about it. And so, you know, when he's off on his own, I don't think he's as powerful as he is when he's with a group. So, yeah, I got to go with Plastic Man on this.
Wow. All right. So the votes are in very quick. Yeah, comment from the outside. Yes.
Just having a little comic. I don't, since Gambit has, you know, a pole, he can transfer a bunch of energy into one blow. I don't know that much about Plastic Man, but could he take that that much kinetic energy of a blow, since Gambit can put a lot in one in a pole that he has and then put all that kinetic energy into one blow?
Interesting question. Let's see if the judges have any thoughts about that before we move on.
I think it's like fighting Reed Richards.
Yeah.
I think Reed Richards can absorb a big explosion, and I think he probably could.
Okay.
Probably Plastic Man.
All right, so the judges seem to think it's a good point, but I think they could take it. So we're going to move Plastic Man on to the round of eight. Laz. All right, next up. We could finish that bracket out, but I want to save that one, the Batman Venom. Let's go over here to the fun one, Squirrel Girl and Ant-Man. Squirrel Girl, any thoughts that might influence the judges about Squirrel Girl versus Ant-Man before I throw it to the judges? We're going to see what they say? All right, let's see what the judges say. I'm going to start this end this time. Jim.
Man, you know,
I'm going to kill myself.
I don't want to take anything away from Squirrel Girl, but we're talking Hank Pym, Ant-Man. Like, Hank Pym's one of the founding members of the Avengers, and even though he's had some other personas that may have been perceived as more powerful, like, Ant-Man's the original. Like, I think what he could do, not just with his shrinking ability, but controlling ants, and, you know, he would take it to Squirrel Girl in this one.
Okay. Josh?
I also think Ant-Man has the advantage here. He's got the intellect and the experience, where Squirrel Girl is just kind of down towards the bottom.
I'm not quite sure what she can do exactly. I know that she can do some things well, and she was one of the Great Lakes Avengers, right? But the Great Lakes Avengers were not the Great Shakes Avengers,
well,
really.
Let me point out, she wasn't even a founding member of the Great Lakes Avengers.
So. Johnny come lately, Great Lakes Avenger. You just drop, yeah. Tom, any concluding thoughts?
Well, I would stick up for Squirrel Girl, but I defer to my fellow judges.
Okay. All right, so it sounds like at least by 2-1, if not 3-0, we're going to move Henry Pym, the astonishing Ant-Man, out of the way before he punches Squirrel Girl. Oh, that was wrong. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I'm going to do time in Marvel Purgatory for that. Okay, so Ant-Man and Plastic Man have made it to the second round. Didn't see that coming. I really kind of want to do Dexstar versus Spider-Woman now. All right, so the advocate of Red Lantern, Cat, can Dexstar take Spider-Woman? What do you say?
I'd say yes. I mean, you know, I think, you know, the power, I think, you know, like Green Lantern, well, I guess Red Lantern in this case, powers. Mm-hmm. I do think those might, like, trump Spider-Woman. I don't remember what exactly her power set is, but I think, like,
spidery things.
I think overall, I think like sort of like lantern power, especially like stuff like Red Lantern, they're generally quite powerful. Like I think the whole like you know shit, energy constructs. I mean even that, like I think even the whole like you know puking boiling blood thing, you know that could probably do some damage. Honestly, yeah.
Okay, very good, very good. Anybody have any thoughts on Red Lantern Cat versus Spider Woman? I thought that was some good stuff. All right, let's go to the judges. Jim, what do you see with the Cat versus the Spider?
You know, I like old school Jessica Drew Spider-Woman, but it's a Red Lantern. I mean, all of the lanterns are fairly powerful, and you know, it's hard for me to put anybody above somebody that's got a power ring.
Yeah, well, Josh?
I have to agree with him. A lantern ring, I mean, it's fueled by rage, which Dexstar has a ton of. Plus, he has that kind of deceptive of, oh, it's just a cute little cat.
Pit. Yeah, oh, God in heaven! All right, Tommy.
Well, I think we have an audience member who wants to add something, but before that, I will say I had heard just recently of a report that said that cats, perhaps alone among all the animals, actually hold grudges.
And so, to the surprise of no one, by the way. Right.
So, you know, cat plus rage is sort of a given.
Yeah, plus cosmic power, just really don't want that. All right, let's see if... Did you have a thought before we wrap this one up?
Yeah, it's a thought. Dexstar probably is going to win, but I was just going to throw this in that... that Spider-Woman does have mood-altering pheromones. Like, if she was probably going to go against the original Green Lantern, she could probably easily tempt him, but I don't know specifically about Dexstar.
He'd be, like, fighting her 1 second and then, like, hitting on her the next. Well, it is Hal Jordan, so, yeah, you got to expect that. But, all right, does the pheromones thing affect you guys at all, or...
No, I've had cats.
All right.
He may rub against your leg for a bit, but after that...
All right. So, I can't quite believe it, but the Red Lantern Cat makes the second round. Dexstar. Okay. I don't have time to draw the cat again. Let's see. We are 3/8 of the way through the second round, to the end of the second round. So, hey, you know, I'm going to save that one. Let's go ahead and do Marvel Girl Jean Grey versus the Punisher. We'll get these out of the way, and we got some really tasty ones in the second half of this round. So, Marvel Girl versus the Punisher. Any thoughts from the audience on that before we... All right, well, let's turn it over to... We got to start with Tom this time. What do you think, Tom?
I think Jean turns all of Castle's bullets against him or menaces him with them. I probably didn't ventilate him or anything. I don't think it's a... I think it's pretty easy for Jean to beat him.
Okay, we got a vote for Jean Grey. Josh?
I've always seen the Punisher. If his superpower, she's just a guy with a lot of guns. And a traditional superhero eats people like that for breakfast. So I'm going with Jean Grey.
Jean Grey. Looks like Jean Grey's going to win.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it would be easy. I mean, I'm
harder than you think.
I'm going to give Frank Castle a little bit of credit. But I think at the end of the day, I mean, even if we're going early Jean Grey... who was not as in control of her powers and fairly limited power set-wise, I think she would still take him out.
Okay. Okay, it looks like a clean sweep. Oh, yes, sir.
I don't know if this will change the mind, but I think the determining factor on this would be whether or not the Punisher could get a surprise attack on Jean Grey.
That's true.
Because if he could get the first shot, she still doesn't have a superpower that can stop a bullet.
That's a good point. But yes, sir?
I was also going to put in that, like, I see what you're saying with the sneak attack, that Punisher could do, like, one blow as soon as if he does a sneak attack. But Jean Grey, if she also had to, could probably even blow up Punisher's guns with her power.
Okay. All right. So are we still Jean Grey or any thoughts there? I guess we can't really... Right, so we can't really posit a scenario where one has a slight advantage going in. I think we have to be straight up.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. If it's straight up, right, even so, they're facing off against each other. Then.
So it's a good point, but if we start making scenarios where one has a drop on the other, then it gets kind of distorted. So, okay, so let's go ahead and go Marvel Girl. Okay, and we're to the second half of this round. We've done one from each of the four corners. And now I think it gets a little bit interesting. I'm going to go ahead and go down here to Ms. Marvel, Carol Danvers, versus Spawn. Now, honestly, guys, I don't know enough about Spawn, never having been a big Image guy, really, to make an honest evaluation. But I'm hoping that between the audience and you guys, we can figure this one out, with the caveat that Carol Danvers is my third favorite character, so watch yourselves. All right, so any thoughts from the audience on Ms. Marvel versus Spawn before I throw it to the judges?
Because I don't.
Other than go Carol. All right, judges, let's see, we'll go to Jim this time.
Well, I know you're going to hate that I'm going to say this.
You're off the panel, dude.
Yeah, and you're the one that put me on this panel,
too. I know.
Spawn's one of those characters that just because McFarlane is a horribly bad writer, amazing artist, horribly bad writer,
yeah.
He created a character that can literally pull anything out of his cape. And so, you know, I think the fact that he can regenerate almost at will and take a load of punishment, I mean, it doesn't look good for Carol in this fight.
Yeah.
And I think that Spawn would just narrowly edge her out.
I hope we haven't put a character in here that's going to end up being magical, super, I automatically win character, because that does happen sometimes. And again, I don't know enough about Spawn that I could have said, no, we can't use him. So let's see what happens. But I'm being cautious about this. Josh, what do you think?
This is a tough one. I mean, I love Captain Marvel. Spawn has those supernatural abilities. So I think that may give him a slight edge. So yeah, I'll go with Spawn just barely.
Okay. All right. And so Tom looks like...
Yeah. I think Spawn in overtime, although Jim makes Spawn kind of sound like Bugs Bunny, you know, pulling anything out of his cape.
It just seems like that sometimes.
Yeah. All right. Well, with a heavy heart and great reluctance, I'm going to have to move. I have to advance Spawn grudgingly.
But I will say this to make you feel better about it. If this were true seeding, I think Ms. Marvel would have been the lower seed.
Okay.
And it would have been a good fight. Like they said, it would have been in overtime.
All right.
It would have been down to the wire.
I like it.
She would have. Okay. She would have been in it.
Very good. All right. I think now we're going to have to go to Cyclops versus Green Arrow. Any thoughts out there about Cyclops versus Green Arrow? This is an interesting matchup because these are two very cerebral guys. They've got different power sets, obviously, being one has a power set and the other has skills and weapons. So I think it's a very interesting matchup. Let me get out here to the audience. Yes?
I think a key point on this is that Green Arrow has versatility, whereas Cyclops would just have the
one-trick pony.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting thought. Anybody else? All right. Okay, let's go. Where am I starting this time? Tom?
I think the question is, you know, you have Cyclops with... the question is whether Cyclops is able to deflect or blast out of the air enough of Ollie's arrows. And the fact that I called him Ollie probably hints at where I'm headed with this. But if we're talking, you know, classic... goatee and Robin Hood cap, Green Arrow.
And that's who I'm thinking.
He probably has enough trick arrows that Cyclops can't get through them all.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Josh, what do you think?
I know Cyclops has a great tactician's mind because, you know, he's the field leader of the X-Men and everything. So it'd be a great long-range fight, but Green Arrow just has more versatility because he has the boxing glove arrow and the explosion arrow. I mean, I think that would help him in the long run because he can keep throwing different surprises at Cyclops.
Okay. All right, so it looks like Green Arrow is leading the day. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I tend to agree. I mean, I was hoping to have a Cyclops Jean Grey in the next round, but
oh, we could have. That's right.
The more I think about it, I think they're right. I think, you know, Cyclops... I mean, it's kind of like I said with Gambit. He's like the one-trick pony. And even though there are different things he can do with his optic blast offensively, I mean, he's pretty much mounting the same attack against Green Arrow. Like, Green Arrow can try different arrows, and if one thing doesn't work, he can come at him with something else. And, you know, if he can throw a net arrow at him, or he can throw the boxing glove arrow, and if that doesn't work, he can try something else. So I tend to agree. I think Green Arrow would beat him.
Okay, so, wow, by a 3-0 vote, Plus audience agreement, I think. We're going to go ahead and move the arrow. Which I do like the show, by the way.
Cyclops failed this city.
Yes, I think that's what the line I was looking for. Cyclops, you have failed this city. God, that was the one thing about that show. I've watched the first two seasons of Arrow. They do kind of beat the dead horse over and over on some of their themes, don't they? I mean, it's like after a while, like, of course, watching them on Netflix, you just one after another, you do kind of hear the same thing over. I guess if there was a week between episodes, it wouldn't be so obvious. All right, we're down to the two big ones. We got to go over here. Batman versus Venom. I know the audience has got to have some thoughts about Batman versus Venom before I throw it to the judge. Yes, let me come running. Yes, sir.
I think the big thing here is whether or not he knows Venom's weakness or not going in because of the Spider-Man hero.
Okay.
And also, Venom has, like, the spider sense, so he can pretty much deflect anything, any tricks or anything that Batman throws at him.
Good. Okay. Interesting points. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I knew y'all have things to say about this.
Now, this is an interesting thing, but I'm going to wonder if Venom could actually leech on to Batman.
Oh. Bat Venom.
Yeah, like if he could or not, or if he probably would want to since Batman. Like,
screw you, Flash Thompson. I got a better option here.
He probably would, and then after that,
I'm the richest Venom of all time. I'm getting in my Venom car and my Venom copter. Oh man, I like where you're going with this.
Yeah,
this is good.
Like if Venom leeches on to Batman, then who wins after that? Like,
and my Venom shark repellent. I'm sorry, I had to go there. Okay, all right. It's good thinking. Let me see what else is out here.
Going back to what he said, the judges earlier said that it's a head-on battle.
Yeah.
So Batman would know and he'd be able to prepare.
Okay.
But if we look at past encounters just on the Venom side of things and the Batman side, Venom is almost always beaten by being outsmarted.
Okay.
Science has been his enemy almost every time.
Well, Batman certainly got him there then.
So even though I brought Venom into this fight, I think Batman's going to take him out of this fight.
Yeah. Well, it's Batman's a tough one. There's no doubt about it. Okay, one more thing.
Actually, I do see what he's saying, and I think he's right, because Batman would probably know, or would very soon know, that Venom would like either go for leeching onto him or something like that, then already...
Yeah, okay, all right. Let's. He's got a plan. He's Batman. Okay, let's go to the judges before we run out of time, because we still got a few more to go. Let's go down here, Tom. What do you think? Batman? Batman Venom.
I'm trying to remember. Does Venom have a weakness to cold, or it's just sonics?
I think it's sound.
I thought. It's not cold. I don't know why I was thinking that. The audience is pretty persuasive, I think, in assessing Batman's intellect, and I'm kind of going with that, but I think it'd be a tougher fight for Batman than maybe people would think.
Okay, all right, very good, Josh.
Well, I know this is a head-on collision. He doesn't have the chance to take a swab of the Venom chemical, go back to the Batcave, and analyze it and everything. But I've always disagreed with the fact that Batman doesn't have a superpower. His superpower is the fact that he always has something in his utility belt that will help him out. So chances are he has some kind of sonic device on him.
Sonic Batarang.
Yeah.
Sonic Batarang. I like it.
Yeah, and it's I agree. Like, my artist on Extraordinary, Steve Newton, is the biggest Batman fan I know, and we talked about Batman for 3 hours for my podcast. And one of the things that we kept coming back to was Batman's superpower is that he has the intellect of Sherlock Holmes and the willpower to do what needs to be done in every situation. And so he would pick up on, like, those almost imperceptible things about Venom as they fight. And, you know, Steve's point over the years has always been that the longer the fight goes on, the more of an advantage Batman has. And that's why even when you see Batman and Superman fight, Batman's goal is not to beat Superman early so that the fight doesn't go on. It's to draw it out until he can figure out what the opening is for him and how to get to Superman.
Well, so, the trick for Batman, though, is to stay alive long enough to get Superman
and
to do that.
And that's where his determination comes in, is that, and especially in this situation, I think Venom's not so overpowerful that Batman couldn't stay alive long enough to figure out what the weakness is.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and put... That's really good stuff, you guys, and audience both. I'm going to go ahead and put Batman Bat there. He's going to face Plastic Man. All right, so we've got one more to go to get us down to the round of eight. We've got to move things along here. Captain America and the Tick. I saved the best for last. Dum-dum. When the Tick throws Arthur across the room, all those that chose to oppose him meet their doom. Hey, that wasn't bad. That wasn't bad. All right, off the top of my head. Not bad, man. Thank you. All right. If I was Plastic Man, I'd pat myself on the back. Any thoughts about the Tick versus Captain America? We do have to move things along, so let's keep it snappy. All right, well, we're going to go to the audience then. I think we're down to Jim now. Tick, Tick.
Yeah, God, Tick Cap. I love the Tick so much, but the thing I love about him is he's so damn stupid. And, you know, his nigh invulnerability keeps him alive because he's so stupid. So,
yeah.
And I love Captain America. And the movies have made me love him even more. And, you know, Chris Evans is perfect playing Captain America in the movies. And so I got to go with Cap in this. I mean, he would figure out a way. He would knock out the Tick, something.
Okay. All right. Moving along, Josh.
Smack him upside the head with a shield.
This is a really difficult one because, like I said, I love them both for very different reasons. But the Tick is really stupid, and Captain America is very smart. So I can see that. I can see him winning without even throwing a punch just by confusing the Tick.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, too. Cap would give the Tick, you know, son, don't you realize that your country needs you? And yes. While he's doing that, he flings his shield just offhandedly, bounces off a couple of walls, and hits the Tick in the back of the head.
I think that's the way to go. Good job, guys. Good job. All right, so Cap. Here, I'll just give him a star. All right. God, that's going to be a weird second round fight. Let's go ahead and get this one out of the way just because weird. Ant-Man versus Spawn. All right, let me look at the time now. We've probably only got 5 minutes left, but we're going to see if we can drag this sucker out until they kick us out. So we got about less than 15 minutes to get through this. So let's go quick. Ant-Man versus Spawn. Any very quick comments? Yes, sir.
I think science would have the advantage on Spawn.
Science plus, has advantage.
Plus Ant-Man's ability to get small. He could go into his ear and take out...
All right, I like it. I like it. Yes, sir.
Doesn't Pym have sin? Spawn feeds off of sin, so...
Oh, Lord. All right, there's that...
Yeah, that's right.
There's that factor. All right, Tom, Spawn versus...
I think I'm going to be a contrarian and say Spawn.
Interesting. We could have the panel's been fairly unified in its decisions up to this point. I'm curious to see when that starts to change. So,
he's not the atom. You know, he can't go microscopic. And there's only so much that ants can do against, you know, an avatar of hell, basically.
Okay. All right, Josh.
Spawn's ridiculous supernatural abilities, and Ant-Man, he's smart, but I don't think he can compete with that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Hank's not that smart.
Right. I got a bad feeling that Spawn's going to be the wild card in this. So, Spawn, you get to move on to the final four. All right, our first final four. Marvel Girl versus Green Arrow. Marvel Girl, Green Arrow. Marvel Girl, Green Arrow. I'm going to go to Jim.
This is basically almost a redo of Marvel Girl's first round with the Punisher, where it's just somebody shooting stuff at her. And, you know, she's telekinetic. She could stop it. So, and, you know, again, we established it's not like he's going to have the drop on her or anything. So, and unless he's smart enough to fire some, you know, knockout gas arrow at her and take her out with his first shot, then I think she's got him. So I'd have to go with Jean Grey.
Okay, we got to vote for Jean Grey. Josh?
I don't think there's enough boxing glove arrows in the world. I mean, even if he has Speedy, she could stop the arrows in midair.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I'm with Jean Grey.
Even without the Phoenix power, she's kicking butt.
Yeah, I'd go with Jean. All he'd have to make her sick with his chili the night before.
All right, very good. We're moving along very well now. So let's go ahead and put Marvel Girl in the final four with Spawn, and we got two more to get in there. Let's go Batman versus Plastic Man. Batman versus Plastic Man. All right, they're leaving it to you guys. So, Tom, Batman, Plastic Man.
I'm Batman. They're friends, and Batman knows everything to know about him, and he's probably got his Tower of Babel contingency plan for Plas already. So
yeah, he's already stocked up and ready to roll on that. Poor Plastic Man's disadvantage is he's been in the Justice League and he's in DC. That's where Batman gets him. If he were a Marvel character, he wouldn't know anything about him. You know?
Yeah, I have to agree with him. He's Justice League. Batman already knows how to take out the Justice League if need be, so I think he has a contingency plan for Plastic Man.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen this happen, so right. we know what the outcome of this is. All Batman right. Batman already has the plan.
There you go. All right, so something like that, I don't know. All right, good enough. All right, so we need one more Final Four contestant. Oh, my gosh. Captain America versus the Red Lantern Kitty Cat. That is the most awesome thing ever. All right, we'll go back to our source on Red Lantern Kitty Cat. Yes, sir.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the whole, like, you know, blood, plasma, red, like, boiling thing, I'm not sure if that could destroy his shield. I mean, I don't actually know what the properties of his shield are, but if he can melt his shield, I mean, I don't actually think, then he just has, like, what, strengths and, like, I don't actually remember what his full length of powers is, but it's like, I think I remember he has, like, strengths and maybe something else. But I mean, like, I'm pretty sure energy constructs could probably beat that if they can get rid of his shield.
Obviously. All right. Well, his shield is an adamantium vibranium alloy in the comics, and I think in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, it's only vibranium because they don't have the rights to adamantium on account of Fox and X-Men and crap, even though Avengers is where adamantium started. But I digress, so we don't have time. Okay, so where do I start? Whose turn does it start this time? Jim?
Yeah, it's probably me.
You know what? You made a good point. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. I don't know. I mean, unless I see it happen, I don't know how an energy ring is going to be affected by the shield. But the other thing I would say is Captain America doesn't give up. I mean, that's, you know, we talked about Batman not having superpowers, but he really does. And, you know, Captain America has superpowers to an extent because, you know, he's the pinnacle of human physical achievement, but his real superpower is he doesn't give up.
Right.
I mean, he's faced down the Beyonder and Doctor Doom with the Beyonder's powers and Galactus and Thanos, and he doesn't flinch away from that. So no. I don't think he would lose this fight.
No, I've always said Captain America is the guy that walks up to Thanos as he's killed half the universe and gives him a stern talking to. Right. Listen, now listen here, young man. So, Josh, what do you think?
I think Dexstar would underestimate Captain America, thinking, oh, it's just a regular guy. I could take him. But like he said, Captain America's taking on Thanos and Galactus. Mm-hmm. So a cosmic guy, he could take him on.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Cap.
All right. So it sounds like Cap.
I got Cap.
Cap. All right. So Captain America takes spays and neuters Dexstar. And we have our final four on the West Side, Captain America versus Spawn. You're our only hope, Cap. And on the East Side, Marvel Girl versus Batman. You saw that coming, huh? I think we're going to have to go Marvel Girl versus Batman. Let's see, we've got a few more minutes. Marvel Girl versus Batman. Any thoughts on the final four, Marvel Girl, Batman? Anybody want to throw in on that one? Okay, here we go.
Would this be the version of Jean Grey where she has the ability to read minds?
Can she read minds? Panel, yeah. Jim says yes. Okay, so we'll go with read minds.
So then at that point, Batman really couldn't outsmart her unless he had some way to block that.
Interesting.
Which only Magneto has.
Okay, all right. Okay. Tom, what do you say?
Well, Batman was defeated the first time he fought Prometheus because Prometheus had copied his fighting style.
Okay.
And then he ended up defeating Prometheus. This is an aside more than anything because he convinced Prometheus to adopt the fighting style of Stephen Hawking.
No.
Yes, he did.
Okay, I don't doubt you.
It was a double page spread. Batman didn't fight fair sometimes.
He could have killed him on string theory, but not on, you know, punching in the face.
I'm thinking, I don't know. I mean, I pictured early 90s, you know, cartoon era Jean Grey versus Batman. And Batman has fought, you know, Batman's buddies with Martian Manhunter, who is telepathic and has the powers of Superman and can change shape. So he probably has some contingency for dealing with telepaths. And telekinetics. I don't know. I think I think it comes down to a more physical, an intellectual physical battle, if you can picture such a thing, where he has to think a lot about his every move.
Okay.
But I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. It's more of a coin flip for me, but I hear what these guys think.
Okay, that's good stuff. Josh?
I think that gentleman brought up a good point. If Jean Grey can read Batman's mind, that takes away a huge chunk of his advantage he has. That's a good one.
It's better than I ever would have thought.
Yeah.
Never would have expected this one to be tough, but yeah.
You know, the other side of that is if she can read his mind, she may still be rattled by his appearance. Okay. You know,
And let me throw this out to speed it up, because I agree, like, that takes away a huge advantage for Batman, but I think what it does is it levels the playing field.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So if we're saying on an even playing field, who wins, I still think Batman comes out on top,
yeah.
Because I don't think Marvel Girl's telekinetic ability takes away the utility belt advantage.
Right.
Well,
and so, you know, even though he may lose an element of surprise, I don't think he loses the fight.
Well, because she can read his mind, I can also see that going Batman's way, where she looks in, she'll see the horrible things the Joker did, and that may just throw her off so much that would give Batman that edge he needs.
I think it's interesting, too, that Marvel Girl has gotten to face street-level guys all three rounds, interestingly. She hadn't had to face like a Human Torch or somebody with actual power. So, all right, so we're going to have to vote. Batman, raise your hand. Okay, it's a clean sweep, 3-0 Batman. Because if you can be anybody, be yourself, unless you can be Batman, then you'd be Batman. Batman. All right, and lastly, and then we'll get to the final, Captain America versus Spawn. Thoughts from the crowd. Cap versus Spawn. Come on, Steve, you can get it done for us. Yes, sir.
I mean, you got to give it to Spawn, because Captain America is going to fight clean. Spawn has no such component.
By definition, wouldn't Spawn fight nothing but dirty?
Exactly.
I hear people bring that up all the time, and here's my thing. I disagree with that. I don't necessarily know that he fights clean all the time. You have to remember, Captain America fought in World War II against the Nazis, and it was a situation where he was fighting the evilest of evil of his time and knew that he had to do whatever it took to beat them. And there were times where he was a soldier, and he did what he had to do to win the fight. And I think it comes down to, is Spawn's hell power enough to beat the virtue that Captain America has?
Right. We got to come to an answer, because we got like 4 minutes left, and we still got to do the final. So, last thoughts.
Captain America's dealt with the supernatural before. I could see him taking Spawn.
All right. Any last thoughts? Are we going to vote?
I'll just say Cap.
Yeah. All right. We're voting Cap. Cap. God bless this country. Captain America beats the devil. Cap versus Batman. You saw it coming from the beginning. We got to get out of here, so I'm just going to go straight to the judges. Sorry, but we don't have any time left. Jim, Captain America versus Batman.
You know, this is another one that we've seen before. We've seen a couple of times, and I as much as I love Cap, Batman wins every time.
Batman, we got to vote for Batman. Josh.
I see Batman, after triple overtime, getting the steal at the last minute.
Yes.
Yep.
Thank you for the metaphors, by the way. That makes this complete. Tom, are you a dissenter, or are you in with the other two?
I just want to say that when they did this in JLA Avengers, Batman and Captain America didn't even touch each other. They just kind of posed and figured out what they were going to be doing, and they figured out that neither one of them would win. It would be a draw.
So we got two Batmans and a draw?
Yeah.
Wow, all right. So Batman is the winner, but it's like not in a knockout. It's in a split decision. Batman, lots of circles, so I take a picture of it. Everybody will see. Batman is your winner. All right, thanks a bunch, everybody. We're out of here for another year. Thank you.
Griffin, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek. Classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at ESONetwork.com.
This has been a White Rocket Entertainment production.